VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio, the show that gives you the bigger picture and better terms of service. Here is your host, Griff.
This segment is sponsored by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. Change is inevitable, except from a vending machine, that is. Here now to tell us, especially vending machines that don't take money anymore.
Really?
They take cards. Here now to tell us how to stay positive about change is Cindy Sorley. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller Bubba Can Dance. Cindy, you've been selling on eBay for a long time. What's the biggest change that you've experienced over the years that was the most difficult for you?
Hi, guys. There's been a few, and I just wanted to say to everybody that change on eBay is good. It's a positive thing, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to talk about it today. You know, I can say, wow, I don't like this change, and I have been very vocal about some of the changes, but I tell you what, every one of them has helped me tremendously. One of them is just the change in what we expect nowadays as buyers on the site, because there's competition on other companies such as Amazon, who expect their items to be, you know, in their hands. Being a Prime membership on Amazon, you can get your stuff to your house in 2 days. So I think that eBay sellers need to step up their game and say, okay, I will ship in one day and get those items out. It's amazing as a buyer on the site how often I go to a seller and they've got a 5-day or 10-day handling time. And so to me, those changes are big. And I think the biggest change for me was mobile. As you guys know, I'm a huge advocate of the mobile listing, making my list, you know, my listings mobile ready and everything. And I think that people need to realize that the eBay of 2014 and 2015 is not the eBay of a year ago.
Well, I want to ask you both a question, Griff and Cindy, all right? Do you think that someone who says 9 or 10 day handling time is serious about being a professional online seller?
Well, now wait a minute, because that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Well, that's why I'm asking.
I think it depends. There are some sellers on eBay who sell customized or made to order things.
That's different.
And for them, yes, I can understand that.
My scripts and voiceovers would be a good example.
Exactly.
But normally,
selling one-offs or other things, you should do a one-day handling.
It would be ideal.
I agree.
Yeah, it would be. You don't have to, but it would be ideal.
Right.
I think what happens is a lot of people, especially in my needlework business, is they don't have the items on hand, and they say, we only order once a week or every 2 weeks, and so your item will be delayed in shipping. And I see that a lot in different categories, not just needlework, but in other categories.
Yeah. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think if it's kind of par for the course, like I use the example of items that have to be custom made or customized, that's understandable. But I think a seller should always be thinking, all right, so other sellers of the same sort of merchandise are probably faced with the, you know, having to have handling times that long. What can I do to compete against that? How can I shorten it? That's really what you should be thinking.
Now,
exactly.
Cindy, your niche, if you will, is needlework. So you also sell other items. So when you go out thrifting, are you looking for needlework, or what are you looking for?
So when I, because my niche is needlework supplies, kit, patterns, anything dealing with needlework. But this time of the year is one of my slowest times. June and July are really slow for me because people are home with their kids, but also Christmas because they don't have time to work on those needlework projects. They work on them all year long. So now is the time when I start listing my gift items, my flatware. People have, you know, new family members coming. Like, I've got a brand new daughter-in-law in the last couple of weeks. And our china and our silverware that we got 32 years ago as a wedding gift is no longer made. So I had to turn to eBay to buy more to add new family members to the table. So flatware, gifts, that kind of things are the items I list right now. And those are the items that are flying out of my store. Funny, though, today I sold 19 crafts patterns, And so they still sell all year long, but I also up my game and change it around, you know, at this time of year.
I see.
You're well known for saying, treat your selling like a business and not as a hobby.
Expand on that.
So what I like to tell people, you need to make the decision when your business, when you sell on eBay, when it becomes a business, and become the customer. Treat your customers the way you want to be treated. And I think one of the things is that most eBay sellers, not most, many eBay sellers, put too much emotion into it. Treat it as a business and take the emotion out of it. Yeah, you get upset when you get someone says, this item is not as described, or, you know, this is just not right. I had a really bad buying experience, and I tried to educate the seller prior to getting eBay involved in the whole situation a few weeks ago by educating him, and he just wouldn't have anything to do with it. So it became a pretty ugly mess over an item. But the thing is I had to step back and say, okay, how would I have treated this had I been the seller? We're all not the same. But you need to look at your business and say, okay, am I just a hobby seller selling a few things from the house? Or am I a business seller and treat it like a business? Treat it like a business, become the customer, and treat your customers the way you want to be treated. Put yourself in their situation. Say, for example, you got an item and it's not as described, and you go, wow, I described that the right way, but did you say it was new and the people got it and it had a bent up tag and it looked like it had dog hair on it or whatever? I always say Griff is good at this. You know, like, my idea of excellent may not be Griff's idea of excellent condition. Does that make sense?
Oh yeah, of course.
It does. Yes.
They're not really good descriptors because they can be variable.
Well, I spent part of the weekend going through all my old boxes out on the sun porch, and I had three piles. I had one for Goodwill, one that I was going to keep, and one to sell on eBay. And I noticed in going through my boxes that I had several items that still had the label on them, you know, the that came with it on this little string. What am I trying? The tag. Still had the tag.
Yeah.
But it's been in my boxes for years. Is that still new with tag?
Yeah.
Never been worn.
Why not?
Yeah, I say it's new with tags, but I do say in my listing, I say this is new with tags, but it has been stored in a bin for 4 years or 5 years or whatever.
Got it.
It's how I describe it. You know,
and that's being very honest.
Yes.
Yeah, and I think one thing that we've also got to remember too is people have gotten really lazy with listings. You know, we say be mobile friendly. Yes, be mobile friendly. But please put something in your description that tells what the item is. It's amazing how many listings I've been going to buy items for Christmas, and they don't even take the time to put anything in the description. They're just using their title and their pictures as their selling point. And so, yeah, I don't want to read your description to know why I need to leave you a good feedback and why I need to leave you a 5.
Right.
And everything. But do at least describe the item. And if there are conditions like Lee said, it's been in her bin for 5 years, but it has the tags. State that, you know.
Cindy, I've noticed that you really take people to task when they are so negative when their sales are down. How do you stay so positive?
You know what? I think believing in yourself is your first step to success.
So when sales are down,
yep.
What do you think?
What I do, I change things up. If when sales are down, I meet with other sellers because it's very, selling on eBay can be very isolating. You know, yeah, I can sit here all day and list all day and not see any person other than my husband and my little boy. But meet with other sellers, get into groups, talk about it. But don't do the negative. One thing that we do is we have Google Hangouts with our sellers on some nights where people just want to see another person and just be positive all the time. One thing that I've done too, as I buy from other sellers in my groups, if, you know, I'll say, hey guys, I'm seeking this out. Griff, you'll get a kick out of this. I was looking for a certain size of bra, and one of my, Jason from Camille's Closet said, I've got that size. I'm like, you're kidding me. So he's sending me some. But the thing is it's hard to find certain items for me because I'm large chested. And so
I feel your pain, babe.
So I reach out to those sellers that might have those items and give them the experience to sell. Now, if they do something and their listing is not up to par, I'll say, hey, you might just want to change this up a little bit. But I think the thing is when you go back to people that are so negative and so, oh, eBay did me wrong or this seller did me wrong, a lot of the cases is go back and look at what you wrote or go back and look at what you did and don't give the blame all to them. One thing that I tell my little boy, he wanted to make the honor roll really, really badly, but he was down on a grade. And I say to him, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're always, you know, you're right. So you've got to have the attitude that you think you can do it, you can. And go, if your sales are low, go change up your listing. Go fix your pictures. Go add item specifics. You know,
in other words, you know, take action instead of bitching.
Exactly. That's exactly. You know, and take action. And, you know, when I buy stuff, if a seller's done a great job or their item was great, I don't just leave that in feedback. I go and write them and say, you know what? This was awesome. I can't believe how fast this item arrived. We only hear when we go to a restaurant how bad a place is. We never hear the good. Mm-hmm. So I always praise sellers that have done great for me.
That's a good idea.
Staying positive is, of course, that's half the battle. And it sounds like you're doing that. So, Cindy, keep it up. And we're glad to have you back on the show. And
come back.
Have a great
soon.
Thanksgiving. BubbaCanDance.com. Her eBay ID is BubbaCanDance. And her Twitter ID is @CindySorley. Check her out. This segment was sponsored by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. Coming up, mobile shipping labels. Stay tuned to eBay Radio.
As an eBay seller, you need to know what's happening, when, and where. That's why we created the eBay Radio Seller Events Calendar. Go to ebayradio.com and click Archives on Demand. You'll find the Seller Events Calendar under the Seller Resources tab. For the full skinny, click on the name of the event. If you'd like to submit an event, click on Submit a Seller Event in the upper right-hand corner of any Archives page. Then fill out the web form. The eBay Radio Seller Events Calendar. It's what's happening for eBay sellers.
What can you do in 7 minutes? Wash your hair, make a pot of coffee, feed the dog, look for the cat, change a diaper, empty the trash, receive a business line of credit up to $100,000, check your email, make your bed.
Did you just say receive a business line of credit up to $100,000 in less than 7 minutes?
That's right. Cabbage serves small businesses online and off. And while banks take weeks to decide, Cabbage is busy dropping funds into the accounts of online sellers just like you.
Sure, you say that, but how many hoops do I have to jump through?
Cabbage approves businesses by looking at your real-life data, like your selling history online, not just your credit score.
Where do I go and what do I do?
Simply visit Cabbage.com and follow the directions. No paperwork, faxing, or waiting in line required. In less than 7 minutes, you could be using your funds. Cabbage with a K.com. Fast, flexible funding at your fingertips.
This moment of relaxation is brought to you by Endesha, the stress-free way to ship your eBay orders. Endesha directly integrates with the eBay marketplace, letting you import orders, print shipping labels, and automatically post backtracking information to eBay. So relax, eBay shippers, because you have Endesha. And that means no more acid indigestion. For a free 30-day trial, visit Endesha.com/eBay Radio. That's Endicia.com/eBay Radio.
OMG!
You gotta be kidding me.
Those comments were overheard while watching people getting their yearly tax bill. At GoDaddyBookkeeping.com, we offer the No Surprises system. Each and every year, you'll get up-to-date estimated tax numbers with daily sales tax tracking, along with invoicing, time tracking, and estimates. GoDaddy's online bookkeeping offers the perfect package for eBay sellers with a tried and true eBay track record since you used to know us as Outright.com. It's a great set of smart online bookkeeping tools at a truly remarkable price, just $9.99 a month. Best of all, you can sleep easy about your tax needs because GoDaddy online bookkeeping makes it as simple as turning on your computer.
Holy moly guacamole.
To find out more about the No Surprises at Tax Season system, go to Outright.com and get started today.